Hi, Vic Saunders.
Hi, Vic. This is Nick Herman with Utah Public Radio. How are you?
Hi, Nick. How are you?
Good. Is it all right if we start with the interview?
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess the main question is what is the Ogden Canyon Study Open House going to be discussing?
Well, there's several things that go in this. First of all, several years back in 2014, the Transportation Commission of the state asked UDOT to conduct a study to look at all the modes of transportation that could be available in Ogden Canyon. Ogden Canyon's a very narrow road, about 5 miles of two-lane highway with no shoulders. UDOT doesn't even own much of the right-of-way because the roadway is owned by private owners or the Forest Service. And what sections we do own are so short that we can't ever seem to be able to put together a consistent project that can meet with everybody's approval. So the Transportation Commission wanted us to gather and share information and kind of develop an understanding of the safety and mobility needs in the canyon. The first phase of the study was conducted in 2014 to 2015. The second phase study started in 2015 and is now wrapping up. And we've met with over 28 shareholder groups, canyon residents, environmentalists, recreationalists, government organizations, every kind of group you can imagine to determine what they felt was important. Many ideas were brought up to us. It was a situation where we said, nothing is off the table, so suggest anything and everything, and then we'll go from there. And so we got ideas like piping the river in the narrows area, the lower part of the canyon. People said, why don't you build tunnels here, streetcars and trolleys, gondolas, trains, toll roads. A group of residents suggested that we close the canyon totally to all but just people that need to be there. Many different kinds of ideas were considered for us to look at going forward. And so we took those ideas. We held a series of focus groups with several of these user groups, environmentalists, engineers, recreationalists, people that live in the canyon. And we tried to find out exactly what they wanted. We had three groups, a roadway group, an active transportation and transit group, and then a group of people pretty much representing environmental and recreational interests. And we went forward and tried to glean from them ideas that they would feel like would address the transportation needs in Ogden Canyon.
Okay, so what did my next question is, what did the first study consist of, and what ideas have been under
you from that?
Yeah, from UDOT, what ideas seem to be the best ideas that were brought to the table?
Okay, well, phase one of the study was nothing more than gathering public opinion, and we had over 1,300 comments that were submitted regarding what should be done in the canyon. The most concern that people had were about bicycle and pedestrian safety, for large vehicles in the canyon, including trucks and buses, rock fall and highway maintenance, and then parking in the canyon. There are very few places where parking could be done. The majority of the public seemed to wanted us to make sure that anything that happened in the future would preserve canyon aesthetics. They would like to see a variable message sign system established to communicate when the canyon's closed or when there would be delays in the canyon so alternate routes could be taken. And then folks really wanted to see in the future some kind of shared use path in the canyon constructed that would limit impacts to property owners but allow bicycles up and down the canyon. There is really not a safe way for bicycles to travel on that road because it's 50 miles an hour and there are no shoulders to drive on. So there's a real concern about that. Some other findings from phase one were that there were a lot of roadway and safety improvements that could be made and that some of them were necessary and some of them were absolutely feasible to be done in the near term. So we'll be looking at that going forward. And some of those things have already been boiled down into concepts that we can consider. And then there was a lot of historical data gained regarding historical properties, homes, archaeological sites and bridges, things about the Ogden River, Warm Water Creek, Cold Water Creek, Goodell Creek, Wheeler Creek. These all feed into it. Areas that were state-sensitive for wildlife and migratory birds, hiking and possible mountain biking trails, and then the visual view sheds. People don't want to lose that. And then in phase two, that's when we brought the focus groups together. And like I said, there were three of those. There was a roadway group, groups of people who used the highway. And their concerns were understanding the safety standards, the needs of the canyon, the roadway geometry, how it's designed, speeds and things like that. The second group we had focus meetings with was the active transportation and transit groups. And they were focused on understanding the recreational and transit needs in the canyon. A lot of folks concerned with biking trails, walking trails, things of those natures that would be really hard to implement without a collaborative discussion on it. And then finally, there was an environmental group that was brought together. And they wanted to talk about and give their opinions on the effects of the roadway, ways that we could implement transportation systems that would not adversely affect the environment any further.
All right, that's all great information. My last question to you is, what do you want our listeners to know?
Well, number one, this study was not given a mandate to come up with anything. There's no project that's going to come out of this study specifically. There may be projects recommended that eventually will be built. But this was not a study or project-related study. We didn't do this with, okay, now that we're done, we're going to build this. The primary goal was to get information about what people really want. On a roadway like this, it has about 10,000 users per day. There's a lot of concern about who's using the roadway, what they want out of it. A lot of recreational traffic, people pulling boats, a lot of bicyclists that want to use the canyon but are afraid to, things like that. And so we got a lot of information about improvements that could be made regarding design speeds, how we could make some of the curves in the canyon not so sharp, how we could reduce speeds in certain areas and things like that, how we could widen the shoulders, because the shoulders in the canyon right now are non-existent in many places. And so that safety was something that people was really concerned with. There is a lot of focus on building trails. What can we do to improve the trail network, to give people more access to trails? And there are things like there's an old, the Bamberger rail line went up the canyon back in the early part of the 20th century. And so how could that trail or that roadbed from that railroad, which has been out of use for years and years and years, perhaps be turned into a trail for hikers, walkers, family biking, things like that. And then, obviously, the environmental folks, they want to see whatever is done be done in a way that's harmonious with the environment there. Ogden Canyon is a very interesting environment. It's got some very unique geology in the canyon. People want to see that preserved. They recognize that this is a key road, an access from the Ogden Valley to Ogden itself. And so we can't just say, okay, the road has got to go. The road has to stay there, and it needs to be improved. But how can we do that? How can we respect the river? How can we respect the needs of the public? So as we have this open house, we'll be looking for people to come and give us their comments on what they see that came out of the study, and then take that in. We'll take all that information that we got from the study as well as the comments given, and then try to go forward at that time and develop some plans that could be put into place in Ogden Canyon where there's the political support and the governmental support to move that direction.
All right. Well, Vic, thank you very much for your time. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get this story written, put the quotes in, and get as much information about this as I can. I will also put the full, with your permission, put the full interview on our site so that people can click in and listen to the whole interview and what we talked about.
If they need to fall asleep.
Well, probably. I don't know if they'll fall asleep. This is actually, I find this really interesting. And then I will, once I get that done, I will send a link to you and see what you think. And also if there's any other things that I need to ask, or if there's any other comments that you want to put in, just give me a call or shoot me an email and I will get that started.
Okay, you're sure welcome, and I'm glad I could help out.
All right, thank you, Vic.
Okay, we'll see you.
Uh-huh.